free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show. It's Thursday, August 20th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, the news is on fire about the Goodyear political correctness and diversity class training and so forth. They've put out a statement saying, well, we didn't mean to do that. That wasn't official and so forth. But they, you know, documents from inside the company saying no MAGA hats, Police Lives Matter, but you can and should do BLM and LGBT and so forth. So President Trump basically called for a boycott. Don't buy Goodyear tires, he said. They announced a ban on MAGA hats. Get better tires for less. You're right here. Get your Trump tires right here. Maybe that's going to be his next business that he can have his sons open up. But you know, when we look at this, and Goodyear stock is now taking a dive following all of this controversy, guess what else is taking a dive that doesn't seem to really concern even conservative media much anymore? I guess it's just your perspective, you know? My perspective is the middle class. My perspective is about the community. It's not focused on Washington. It's not focused on these big corporations, except to the extent that Washington and the big corporations are basically killing us. They've targeted you for destruction. You, your family, our culture, our society, our law, our constitution. Everything has been targeted for destruction. But, you know, we get caught up in these little minute details as the different groups, the different factions, both of whom are united in destroying us, argue with each other. And we get caught up in our little partisan tribalism while they destroy us. You know, I look at the Walmart CEO. Comes out and says, we hope the U.S. can have a collaborative relationship with China. Oh, I thought you did have a collaborative relationship with them, Walmart. China Mart. Yeah, you don't want to see any kind of things going to interrupt your business model of using cheap goods supplied by slave labor to eradicate the middle class here in America. That's basically what they've done. And that Walmart model, that Chinese globalist model, the Chinese are picked. Henry Kissinger and the globalists picked them. They said, you can do the one-child model. We'll work on this model of corporate fascism, the merger of government and corporations, you know, where you don't have a corporation unless you pay off the government officials, that kind of corruption, crony capitalism, whatever you want to call it. But they own the corporations, and basically that's what we have here, being sold here in America. And so they use them not to engineer a virus. They use them to engineer a global lockdown. And that is basically what is happening here, folks. We're going to take a look at how this is rolling out. You know, the headlines on the New York Post, class warfare. And I say teachers union threatens a strike over COVID. Yeah, that's their pun. But above it, real big, they have chaos grips Portland. That is also class warfare. That's an interesting headline because the class warfare in Portland has a foundation of the class warfare that's taught by those teachers in the schools, doesn't it? That's where the class warfare on the streets of Portland comes from. They are socialist re-education camps. We call them public schools, but they're socialist re-education camps, and that's what they produce right there. And the teachers want to strike. They don't want to come back because of the virus. Let me tell you what. The virus is the schools themselves. Keep them closed. Find another way to do child care. But don't let them anywhere near your children. I'll give you more about that when we come back. We're going to talk about America held hostage when we return. Stay with us. 157 days of this BS.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, August 20th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 157. 157 days of America lockdown, and as the mainstream media focuses on yet another distraction, Trump versus Goodyear, Goodyear versus the police and MAGA, Goodyear for BLM. What? You know, when we look at this, folks, understand it is the government, both parties, the federal government, the state government, most local jurisdictions, allied against you, all of them, both parties, government and corporations. We got Walmart out there forcing face masks on their employees and customers, even when it's not part of the law. And, you know, we're supposed to worry about Goodyear and whether or not people can wear MAGA caps. Yeah, that is an issue of free speech. And all of this corporate takeover should have been a wake-up call to people from the very beginning when the corporations, especially the, you know, the social media corporations, said we're going to censor people that we don't like. And we can do that, even though we maintained under Section 230 that the internet was going to be, we weren't going to be moderators of content, we weren't going to be publishers of content, we were just going to be the public square. And that is our business model. They said it over and over and over and over again. They're not a mall. They're not a retail store. Yeah, we've had Supreme Court decisions that said, yeah, you can't go in and set up, you know, a soapbox and start doing Speaker's Corner or whatever, or your protests in the middle of a mall. I understand that. It's a place of business. It's retail space. Twitter and Facebook and even YouTube were not set up that way. And they bragged about how they were not set up that way. They were given legal immunity not to do that. And yet, at the same time, the government is saying, yeah, but we would like to take you, have you take off some of this other stuff. Of course, we want you to take off anything that is violent or child pornography. But then, you know, if it's political enemies or other governments we don't like, we'd like you to take that off, too. Oh, by the way, those political parties, we don't like them either. Back in 2017, November 2017, you had a guy who was part of the military-industrial complex telling people in Congress it's an information war. We have to silence the cannons, the big guns on in the information war. I wonder who he was talking about. Because it was only about 8 or 9 months later, 9 months later, that they silenced Alex Jones and InfoWars. And then you had all these people saying, well, that's just fine. The conservatives, the libertarians, and you see these same people coming out attacking Laura Loomer because that's been the central issue of why she ran for Congress, central issue of her campaign. The issue that Marco Rubio, the issue that the Heritage Foundation, the Cato Institute, and Reason Magazine don't want to talk about. The ugly thing in the room for these conservatives is the abuse of corporate power. Oh, see, for them, corporations can do no wrong. Except the corporations are allied. So, by all means, let's talk about how the corporations are woke and they're evil, but let's not do anything about it. Because, you know, the only solution for any of this is just to vote Republican and shut up and let them both destroy your lives. So let's start by taking a look at what they're actually doing to destroy your life at the ground level. Here's a picture put out by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on Twitter. Governor Janet Mills of Maine says servers must now wear face shields upside down so that their breath is directed up and not down. Yes, she wants you to wear a dog cone, a cone of shame. Look at this. Can you believe this? I mean, you can't, the Babylon Bee cannot keep up with reality. Who would have thought that this, I mean, this is something straight out of the Babylon. No, I'm sorry. It's coming from Governor Janet Mills of Maine. She says, I wish this was a joke, but it's real. Let me tell you what. It is a joke. The joke is on us. The joke is on us because they played games, just like when I was talking to Dwight Mitchell yesterday about CPS. For the longest time, they have pretended, and began with the IRS decades ago, if we have a bureaucracy that creates a rule, it's not a law. And if it's not a law, you don't have any of the constitutional protections in the Bill of Rights. So you don't get any due process. You don't have any presumption of innocence. You don't have a trial. We just assess the penalty. And the penalty doesn't have to be restrained to be reasonable either under the Constitution. We can do anything to you. So we turned over a long time ago to the IRS and then to one agency after the other the ability to write arbitrary regulations. When we had the false flag of 9/11, they had, just before they pulled that off, proposed a whole series of how they could roll out a medical tyranny for people. The Model State Health Emergency Powers Act. And then after 9/11, they said, you guys better use this. You better implement, better give yourself emergency powers to do all kinds of crazy stuff. 20 years ago, now they're doing it. So it's rolling out through the bureaucracy. And we have to understand how this tyranny is rolling. People don't understand they've been doing it with the war on drugs. People don't understand they've been doing this with civil asset forfeiture. We can just take your property. We'll charge your property with a crime. Not you. I'm not saying you did anything wrong. It's your plane I'm taking. And I'm charging U.S. government versus Learjet, serial number, blah, blah, blah. I'm not charging you. I know you didn't have anything to do with it. But I'm just taking all of your stuff. I'm taking your business. And now they're taking your business. Well, I'm not saying that you're sick. I'm not saying that you got to go into quarantine. We're just going to tell you got to wear a mask and you got to stay at home and you got to wait there until we get a vaccine ready. And then you'll come out if you take the vaccine. Just like that psychopath prime minister in New Zealand was bragging yesterday. Well, they got to get the test. If they don't take the test, they're not going to come out of quarantine. We're going to grab the four people that have now locked down New Zealand, four people who tested positive for COVID-19 after 103 days. Now they've locked down New Zealand again. And they put those people, and they said, no, he said, we're going to get difficult. We let people stay at home before, but we're not going to do that now. We're going to put them in a camp. Now, I don't know if they call them FEMA camps in New Zealand, but we've been warning you about this for a long time. We're going to put them in a camp, and then after 14 days, we're going to offer them a test. And if they don't take the test, then they stay for another 14 days, and we offer them another test. And I think after a while, they're going to take the test. Well, this is a test for you. This is a test. This is a test of the emergency tyranny system of the FEMA camps. And you better pay attention to this test because it's not being broadcast as a warning on mainstream media at all. And you better do something about it right now. Right now. The longer we wait, the harder this is going to be to stop. You know, we look at this revolt that happened on an airplane. We have a story on Infowars.com, Kelly McBrain. Passengers revolt as airline removes a family who had trouble masking their two-year-old. Let's roll the footage. Video clip number 7. This is a two-year-old. And the passengers are angry about this. It's time we all do something about this.
Why are you?
Everybody on the plane is angry with this authoritarian stewardess.
All
right, you get the idea. Let's cut that. Here's the situation. As Kellen points out, last week, and I talked about this on the show, a three-year-old boy who had autism was kicked off of a Southwest flight because he can't wear a mask. He has autism. He's disabled. A couple of weeks ago, we saw the same thing happen with another autistic child in a park. At the time, they said, well, you know, there's exceptions for kids who are two, but you're three. So that, no exception. They have trained these people in the airline industry and at the airports. They have trained them for 20 years to embrace the kind of authoritarian power trip that was common in Stasi Germany. We'll be right back, East Germany.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet, nauseating smell.
I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you gotta have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best durable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar. We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off. Starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendowise and Basil Beads that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
looking for taxes. They're looking for control. See, taxes were just a means to control. But who needs taxes? We don't need taxes. We don't need no stinking taxes. Here's another $1 trillion. Do what I say. Do what I say. Put your mask on. Take your vaccine. Now they're just going for the final end game. And so when you see this shocking picture, as all the passengers on the airline are upset about this, you have, this is the article at Infowars.com. The mother says, as the stewardess is demanding that she put this mask on the child, she says, "Do you realize she's two?" "I do," said the JetBlue employee. "And it's not something that we can excuse. Can't excuse the fact that she's two? No exceptions. So should I tie her hands? What should I do?" Stewardess replies, "Well, what you should do is you have to deplane." The mother quickly explained she had no intention of leaving the aircraft, having paid for the flight. Said she'd try to keep the mask in her daughter to the best of her capabilities. "I can do my best. I can get her to eat if she has a pacifier in her mouth. Is that a problem too?" Yeah, there you go. See? It is a pacifier. This thing is a pacifier. This is a pacifier. It is training to pacify you and to get you to follow orders, because the next orders are that you have to have a vaccine, or you're not going to be able to do all the things that they're telling you can't do now if you don't have a mask. Can't go out in public. You can't travel. Can't get a job. Can't work. And despite attempting to obey the JetBlue employee's request of masking her daughter, the stewardess forced the woman's family off the flight. She said, "I paid for this flight. These are my seats. I have six kids," that she paid for. The stewardess refused to give the woman a second chance, and then the entire airplane erupted in support of the mother. One man shouts, "She didn't do anything wrong." And then the mother says, "I'll put on her mask." But then the stewardess says this. This is where you know that it's a power trip. No doubt about it. "It's too late. It's too late. You disrespected my power." Now, as I said, this is the training that has been going on at our airports since 9/11. They have been training the people who work in the airline industry, the people who are the TSA people, everybody there in the airplanes. If you want to know what kind of society they've been planning for you, you know, look at the airport and what that's become. This police state. And, you know, when they rolled out the body scanners and we started the opt-out resistance here at InfoWars, and they shut down the body scanners on the busiest travel day of the year, on Thanksgiving, we knew where this was headed. And so you look at the way they treat you when you drive up there, the traffic control, the "do this, do that, get in that line, stand here," right? Now what do we, now this has been rolled out everywhere. And all the retail stores, the corporations are doing it just like the airplane industry did it. And they have trained all these people to have a Stasi East Germany mentality. I pointed out before how people who lived in East Germany, even one of them, a woman, an American, she's American or Canadian, I can't remember which, but she loved communism. She had studied it in college and she wanted to live under it and so forth. And she was surprised because, you know, she went there, she got permission to go there, but they didn't trust her because she was American. And she even married an East German and wanted to live there, but they still didn't trust her because she was American. So they had all of their friends informing on them. She didn't know that for a couple of decades. And she was so disappointed in what communism had done to her neighbors. Of course, she still didn't get a clue about the fact that it was based on communism and authoritarianism, how they are inextricable from each other. But one of the things that she said was, you know, it was really kind of strange because you would meet these people, you would know these people in the small town, and they would just be the nicest people until they were at their job. You go to the butcher shop, and you have to stand in line, and you have to stand in certain places like we do now today in America under our new communist rule. You know, it is communism. They're taking our jobs and putting us on a single uniform income. But, and they've got all the authoritarian rules. But she said you'd go there and they would have all these different rules and you'd have to wait and they would ration stuff and the people would get really officious. All these people who are so nice personally and they would get so officious in their stores. And we've seen that for a while in the airline industry. You know, about 20 years ago, we had two planes presumably take down three steel skyscrapers. Two planes, three buildings fell into their footprint. And now here we are 20 years later. You know, we started to create this authoritarian society focused around airplanes then, because we were told that's what did it. We don't want that to ever happen again. Yeah, I mean, no, airplanes, they're super dangerous. They can take down three skyscrapers straight down and not even hit one of them. So we better control those airplanes. And now we got a virus we got to control. And guess what it's all about? It's about controlling you. It's about taking away all of your freedoms, all the rule of law, and giving you an authoritarian, dystopian, nightmare society to live in. We've had two false flags, 20 years apart, one plan. And you can see it rolling out now. So yeah, it's already too late, she said. Let me tell you something. It is not too late. It is never too late. Any government can be overthrown. And what we see now, this globalist government that is being imposed upon us now, must be overthrown. We've got to strangle this baby in its infancy. And I don't mean putting a face mask on it. You know, we've got to get rid of this thing. When we voted for Ronald Reagan, he promised that he was going to get rid of the Department of Education. And it was still a baby in the crib. And it had been created by Jimmy Carter. It was less than 4 years old. I don't remember if it's 2 years old, 3 years old, 1 year old. But he could have killed it. He didn't. He nurtured it into adulthood. It was many times bigger by the time Ronald Reagan left. And see, that's the danger. When you think somebody's on your side, like a Reagan or a Trump, that's the really dangerous thing. You let your guard down. You don't pay attention. So it was too late, said the stewardess. All travelers 2 years and older. So it's not now, you know, 2 years inclusive. It's 2 years greater than or equal to 2 years. Must wear a face covering over their nose and mouth throughout their journey, including the check-in, boarding, while in flight and deplaning. There you go. That's the law. Oh, is it a law? Oh, no, that's a rule. A rule. Who created that rule? Was it somebody we elected? No. It was a guideline, a recommendation from health bureaucrats. And then it became a rule by a corporation. Because, see, now the corporations are ruling. The corporations and the bureaucracies are ruling you. And that's what has to be stopped. It began with speech. And now it ends with this. First they gagged our speech. Now they're gagging our children. And it's time we strangle this tyranny. She's got a mask, said one woman, shrieking. It's a baby. I think everybody on this plane should complain about this today. Let's all get off. We should all get off. What you're doing is irrational. Yes, folks, it's time we exit this plan. Not a plane, a plan. It's time we get off.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E, supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now here's the problem. Some of the patented food ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record, that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true, because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Yeah, it's not just the 2-year-old or the 3-year-old who were hassled about wearing masks. It was another fight on an American Airlines plane. Now, I don't know if this is about a mask. We've had contradictory information. Fox News reported the fight broke out when the customer refused to comply with the face mask policy. Later, it was reported that one of the fight participants, her fight manager, actually the husband of one of the women, so I guess he's her fight manager and promoter, said the brawl was over a seating assignment. But isn't that nice? Don't you miss flying on airplanes? One of my least favorite activities has now been taken away from me forever. Isn't that a shame? Let's play a little bit of a clip of this brawl on American Airlines, just so that you know what you're missing here. Video clip number 6.
No.
There we go. All right. Fly the bus, we used to say. Yeah. When I used to work for Texas Instruments, they basically made Southwest Airlines. So it's had so many flights going from Houston to Dallas all the time. And we would do day trips. It was a short flight. I hated that with a passion, too. And we used to refer to it as flying the bus, because it was kind of like that. not as many angry people back in those days, because they weren't as officious as they are today. We've had 20 years of Stasi in-your-face authoritarian training for the people in the airplanes, and it's rubbing off on the passengers as well. You see, when they do this type of thing, they get us fighting each other. Very easy to do that. I want to play for you a message from a doctor who had the courage to go on and talk about face masks. And he makes an analogy about how face masks are really handcuffs. Let's play video clip number 8.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Lyle, and I practice obstetrics and gynecology. I'm board certified in obstetrics and gynecology, and I'm licensed to practice medicine in both Florida and Alabama. To quote Tommy Lee Jones from Men in Black, Zed, we have a bug. And yes, we have a bug. And the bug is called COVID-19. We've had bugs before in the past, and we're going to have bugs again in the future. But this bug is being used as a political tool. I mean, be smart. Wash your hands. Wear a mask when appropriate and take normal precautions. But if this is acting like handcuffs and preventing you from going to church and worshiping, then you have a problem.
That's right.
If this is acting like handcuffs and preventing you from doing your God-given duty of sharing the gospel, the good news, then you have a problem. The answers to all of our problems in this country with all the strife, the violence, and the hate is the gospel. The gospel is the solution. The gospel is the answer. It is the gospel that changes hearts. It is the gospel that changes minds. And it is the gospel that changes behavior. If this is acting like handcuffs and is preventing you from doing your God-given duty of defending God's preborn that were created in the image of God at that moment of conception, then you have a problem. Don't let this paper set of handcuffs turn into real handcuffs made of steel, because if we don't exercise our rights and break this flimsy paper handcuff, then 80 days from now, the results of the election could have us seeing real handcuffs. We are already seeing pastors being arrested for holding services. We are already seeing people peacefully demonstrating in front of abortion clinics, defending God's preborn, be arrested. Don't let this prevent you from doing your God-given duty and performing the mission that He has called us to, because in 80 days, the future of this country could dramatically change.
Great message. I would only disagree with one thing. The point is not going to be won or lost in 80 days. You need to stop this before then. People are losing their businesses. People are losing their lives and their livelihoods. People are committing suicide. And the way that we stop this is, he's right, we've got to rebuild community. That's one of the reasons why local sheriffs, local law enforcement, local mayors and city councilmen need to stand up and resist this. You have to build this from the ground up, and you got to have principled people. It's one of the reasons why a real pastor isn't going to sell out on this stuff. He's going to stand on principle. I don't see anybody else standing on principle. And it's not just the churches. They're now saying, well, you know, when school starts, these kids are going to be disease vectors. So when they come back home, you need to keep your distance from your own children. Don't eat together. Wear masks in your home and so forth. You understand that they are trying to destroy and isolate everyone, trying to destroy the fabric of society, the family, the community, the church, every aspect of that. They're trying to itemize us, trying to handcuff us to the cyberspace, to the internet, everything we have to do, whether we work, whether we get education, maybe virtual travel, because they're not going to let us actually move around. They will move unimpeded because, you know, they'll get the filthy hoi polloi out of the way, right? And we have to understand they're trying to isolate us. And you can really see this really well in that psychopath New Zealand prime minister. Not let you even quarantine at home. We're going to put you in a camp, and then we're going to isolate family members. And if you want to go out and get some fresh air, then you're going to have to talk to our supervisors. And if you don't take the test, you're not going to walk outside in fresh air. What? Hey, this is amazing to me. Amazing to me. Yeah, I make fun of her New Zealand accent. It actually should be done in a German accent, quite frankly. Gesundheit fears. That's right. That's Eric Peters' term. That really describes what this is. The Gesundheit Führers. The leaders for good health. I have this request from Orem, Utah. Please get the word out about our event coming up this Saturday in Orem, Utah. They point out that in Salt Lake City, Utah, they just voted to extend the mask mandates until the end of the year because they know the virus isn't going to be gone, right? Why the end of the year? It has nothing to do with a virus. It has nothing to do with an illness. It has nothing to do with real herd immunity. It has everything to do with the vaccine. Salt Lake City has extended the mask mandate until the end of the year. Provo, Utah is voting tomorrow on a mask mandate. I guess that's today. To last until the end of the year. And so these people in this small town are working together in their community. And folks, you need to support that. As a matter of fact, I don't know if they're close to Provo or to Salt Lake City. I don't know where Orem, Utah is. I don't know where Provo or Salt Lake City is either. I haven't been to Utah. But if you're anywhere around there, you need to go support this. We need to start building somewhere a movement to push back against this. So they're going to do it on Saturday, August 22nd. Rally and prayer, 5 p.m. They're going to do it at the Orem City Center Park. And they're going to have Del Bigtree there and some other speakers. Do that. There will be food trucks, by the way. So look, August 22nd, this Saturday, Orem City Center Park, Del Bigtree and other people are going to be there. It's not Del who sent this to me. It's somebody else. The council is in favor, but the mayor will likely veto it. So details of the event. That might be about the Provo, Utah mask event. Sweden's chief epidemiologist, the guy that saved them from lockdowns and from masks, is speaking out about masks. He says it's very dangerous to believe that face masks would change the game when it comes to COVID-19. This guy, by the way, is a public health expert. A public health expert who was right about this, unlike our own quote-unquote expert Fauci, who has been wrong about this from the very beginning. He said face masks can be a complement to other things when other things are safely in place, but to start with having a face mask and then think that you can crowd your buses or your shopping malls is definitely a mistake. That's kind of like the safety devices that are put on your cars, and they don't have any change to the accident rates because people, I got anti-lock brakes now, so I'll just drive a little bit faster. He says, I'm surprised that we don't have more better studies showing what effect masks actually have. Well, he ought to take a look at the fact that we don't have any studies about vaccines, and we're not even bothering to do it on this route.
Incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can.
And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Can't relax, I'm uptight. I'm taking pain relievers every night. So tense, I can't cope. And I'd be hanging if I had some rope. Flipping and tripping like an old hippie. Her life is killing me.
That's right, her love is killing me, it's strangling me, suffocating me. It's a suffocating kind of love with face masks. You're going to move to the next stage. You're going to go to the kind of lethal injections, also mandatory. We have a question being asked by LifeSite News. Do Canadian workers have a right to refuse employer-mandated masks? And quite frankly, this is at the heart of all of this. Because it is censorship, the censorship that has helped to create this popular delusion, this crowd madness that we now see, that politicians like President Trump are pandering to. And it's the censorship that has created the monopoly of information that has allowed that to happen, that has created that delusion, that madness. And it is the corporations that are going to be implementing this. And it's a good point because they say in Walmart, Canada has implemented a nationwide mandatory mask policy for both employees and customers effective August the 12th. And so workers in parts of Canada that have no government mask mandate, such as Saskatchewan, are now being required by their employers to wear masks. See how this works? It's such a convenient thing. Because, you know, these big corporations, they get favors from governments, and then they do favors for the government as well. Control. You get control, and I get money. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. A hygiene specialist at Saskatchewan's Occupational Health and Safety Division pointed out that while those with a medical condition can be exempted, if they have a doctor's note, they're going to still allow this to happen. Because you see, the new rules trump the old rules. Meet the new boss. Still same as the old boss, but with new rules. And you don't get to vote for these people. And you don't get to vote them out either. That's why I say we've never had our lives controlled more totally. It is a totalitarian program. We've never been more totally controlled by government. And yet, ironically, we have never had an election that is more meaningless unless you've got somebody at the local ballot to vote for. Because I don't see any state or national politicians that are really making an issue out of this tyranny. Maybe, you know, there are, and I know there are some. I reported about some of these mayors and sheriffs and so forth who have stood up for the freedom of their people. but not the people who are at the top, not the people who are running for office. They just pretend this doesn't exist. And so they talk about their little spats about whether or not a big corporation like Goodyear will let you wear a MAGA cap or police cap, or whether they encourage BLM and LGBT symbols and so forth. That's what we get. That version of the culture war. Let me tell you, it's a culture war. And these people don't even know where it's being fought. The devastation of the middle class. It now takes 53 weeks of median wages every year to pay for basic needs. I tweeted this out yesterday. I said, wait a minute. I thought we only had 52 weeks in a year. Is this like a leap year or something where we get an extra week? No, this is extra poverty. And to give you an idea about how rapidly things have declined here in America, they point out that in 1985, it only took 30 weeks of the median wage to pay for the big fixed costs like housing, healthcare, car, and education, that type of thing. Now it takes 53 weeks of a 52-week year, which means that you're going into, going about 2% under every year. So I hope you had some money saved, because you're losing money every year with the median family income. I'm sorry, there's no savings in America. I forget about that. As I was talking yesterday about the coming wave of evictions, 40 million people facing eviction because these moratoriums on eviction are starting to expire, even though the mandates not allowing people to work their jobs are not expiring. The mandates preventing the landlords from throwing you out are expiring. And so now we've got this crunch coming up, because 40% of the rental property is owned by small mom and pop landlords who depend on that for their income. And they don't want to evict people. But they're going to lose their homes if they don't. That's the way this works. And so that's coming to a head. Now, President Trump said we're going to work with HUD and we're going to work with HHS and CDC to make sure that this doesn't, but he didn't have anything in there to stop that. But he doesn't need to stop the evictions. He needs to stop the shutdown. See, government will always make two mistakes rather than admit to one. You can't admit, can you, President Trump, that it was a mistake to lock down the country? You can't admit that it was a mistake to implement AOC's universal basic income, can you? And so you're going to continue down that path. One person said, please, after the show yesterday, sent me an email. And by the way, if you want to send me emails, send them to davidknightshow@protonmail.com. Please keep in mind, this only affects the private sector. All government employees, local, county, state, federal, still and have been getting full wages and benefits, including retirement benefits. This is sick. Yeah, that's the sickness of our society. All these teachers who are going on strike and everything, you know, they were paid even though they didn't do any school. They didn't even run their Marxist seminaries. They were on sabbatical from their Marxist seminaries, from their socialist re-education camps. They still got paid. No wonder they don't want to go back to work and keep them home and almost pay them to go away. Bill de Blasio's wife, here's a good example. Bill de Blasio's wife, the first lady of New York City. Do you really need a first lady of New York City? Does she get like Secret Service protection, all this other kind of stuff? Well, I don't know about that, but she does have 14 staffers who are paid a total of $2 million. Even as we're told that New York City has a budget crisis. Well, I'm sure they do. They've got a lot of different kind of crises in New York City. Some of her staffers are part of the $1.25 billion mental health initiative called Thrive New York City. You have to be crazy to be in New York City. So, you better pour a lot of money in there to, for mental health. City Councilman Eric Ulrich said, how much taxpayer money will the mayor's wife pilfer before leaving office? How can she sleep at night hiring these hacks, knowing that so many other city workers are facing layoffs this fall? This is a disgrace. The first lady of New York City has a core team of 8 staffers, including a videographer who gets paid $70,000 a year. Some of the other people on there, she's got a $117,000 a year speechwriter. But the average salary of these people, she's got 14 people making $2 million. The average is about $143,000 a year. So This poor videographer is only going to get $70,000 a year. Some of these other people are really making a lot here. She's got all these different people. She's got to have an entire entourage. Why does she need that? Why does she need that? Meanwhile, they say that there are going to be a lot of people who are looking at getting fired, even employees in New York City. So they are looking at some layoffs that are going to be coming down the pike this fall in New York City, but evidently not for her well-paid staff. De Blasio, however, has ordered New York City travelers to sign quarantine forms to get hotel access or risk fines and what he calls civil commitment. Civil commitment. You and I guess, would call that jail, although it may be the kind of commitment like we see in a FEMA camp or, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Because one does not want to fly over that cuckoo's nest or drive into that cuckoo's nest. Stay away, far, far away from New York City. In addition to civil penalties and monetary fines, you may be subject to civil commitment. I just love that. Civil commitment. One of the key things he's pointing out here, though, besides it just being a euphemism, notice that word civil. There's nothing civil about confining people. But that is just like civil asset forfeiture. And if you don't understand why they put that there, as I pointed out, this is a rule. It's not a law. They're intimidating people. They're operating under color of law. They haven't passed any laws. They don't have any authority. As a matter of fact, they are in rebellion against the real authority of this country, the Constitution. Every one of these governors, mayors, presidents, well, we only got one president, but all of them are in defiance of the Constitution that they swore to uphold for their authority. So they have no authority. Yeah, and then we got a drive-in haunted house that's being set up in Japan. Kind of like New York City, except that you can't drive into New York City. All right, we've got to take a break, folks. We've got a new special at InfoWarsStore.com. Everyday Essentials sale. We've got an 8-pack power stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. 60% off. Many products, 50, 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That is what funds this program, and it helps to support your health. And we try to make it a win-win situation. InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
There's an op-ed piece on Rolling Stone magazine called The Unraveling of America. And as this individual writes, in a dark season of pestilence, COVID has reduced to tatters the illusion of American exceptionalism. Well, know what it is reduced to tatters is the illusion of the American Constitution. That was what was exceptional about America. And that has basically been reduced, shredded, burned, whatever you want to call it, the Constitution has. It says, pandemics and plagues have a way of shifting the course of history. So do delusions, popular delusions and madness. Extraordinary in this particular case. We have all of these things hitting us. It's not just the madness of the crowds, the delusions, the plagues, and so forth. We also got financial bubbles, all part of that book. Extraordinary Popular Delusions and Madness of Crowds. I've got Eric Peters at epautos.com. Don't Eat at Carl's, he has a new article here. And he shows the website of Carl's Jr. We aim to provide the highest quality experience. So, therefore, masks are required for our staff and our guests. And so they are requiring their guests. Be our guest. That reminds me of the time my family and I went into Wendy's and the lady said, will you be taking it out or eating in our dining room? And my wife and I looked at each other and we looked back at her and said, "Where? What are you talking about, a dining room? Okay, yeah, you're talking about the booth here? Yeah, we'll be eating at the booth." Yeah, so our guests. We want our guests to wear masks. Carl's Jr. Wants you to wear a mask until you get in and sit down. Like the experience that I had at a restaurant, and Eric Peters says, yeah, this is a sort of ritual in a cultic sense. You know, we've lost our culture and we've now got a cult. In a cultic sense. It's being performed at restaurants and cafes all over the country. And it defies not only common sense, but it defines medical science. If the virus is in the air, and if the face diapers are the only thing keeping the virus from infecting and killing people, and 99.9% of the people who actually never die from it, then one should never take them off. And if the plague is abroad, and if the plague is in the streets, then we shouldn't even go out. So we have to pretend that it's a plague. It's an extraordinary popular delusion. And it is a madness of crowds to think that you can walk in like that restaurant I talked about. Walk in a small restaurant. More than 50%. They're violating those laws. Not laws. They're rules. Orders. Already you're violating those orders. I didn't point that out to her. Oh, I'm going to take a picture of this and report you to the governor because you violated his executive orders. Governor Abbott, a Republican governor. You have more than 50% people there, but I could not walk 5 feet to a table and sit down, even though everybody in the restaurant had their masks off, seated at the table. It's like, seriously? This is a threat? So when we look at this, you know, the idea, the unraveling of America, the illusion of American exceptionalism. No, the thing that is the illusion is that we have a constitutional government. The illusion is the American dream. Like George Carlin said, they call it the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it. And you have to be asleep to believe that we got a constitution. You now got the Texas GOP chair, Alan West, slamming the coronavirus mandates. I really like what Alan said about this. This is an article that's up at Infowars.com. I think the party should take the position of realism. The party should take a position that's based on fact and not worry about innuendo, not worry about political posturing. But he's not a pragmatist. He's a constitutionalist. He says we are a constitutional republic. That means that we govern by the rule of law. Hey, Alan, why don't you run for governor and tell Abbott to vacate this place? We need somebody like Alan West, not Greg Abbott.
You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water.
I guess Kamala Harris. Let's see. It's comma. I got to remember that other song. See, I'm listening to Tower of Power, and I got to remember that old pop song. Comma. That's Kamala Harris. And she evidently never listened to Tower of Power. I don't know who she's listening to because she's lying about listening to this one group while she's smoking pot in college, and that group wasn't around when she was in college, so you never can tell with Kamala what she is really about. But she had this to say, you know, talking about soul vaccination. Well, Kamala said there is no vaccine for racism. And that's unfortunate because, you see, racism is the underlying cause of everything, every disease in our society, and there's no vaccine for it. I guess we're going to have to call Bill Gates, get him on the line. We can get one of those too, right? We don't even have to test it. Just roll it out. Subsidize it. Roll it out at warp speed. No test needed for the soul vaccination. Yeah. See, there is a soul vaccine. And you know, if you listen to Tower of Power, they can help you with that. But actually, it is the underlying ailment of our society, according to the Democrats. Everything that's wrong with our society can be traced back to racism. And unfortunately, they don't have a vaccine for it. As a matter of fact, they're the ones who are spreading the disease. Everywhere. They see it everywhere. Because why? Because they're racist. If you see everything in life as an issue of race, that means, I guess, by definition, that you might be a racist. You probably are a racist. Actually, there is a cure and a prevention for racism. And by the way, you know, when she talks about no vaccine for racism, they ought to always put this out there as if a vaccine is a cure. And even if the vaccine worked, even if it worked, it is supposedly just a preventative. It's not a therapeutic. You understand there's a difference, and it's a very important difference because the big difference in the way they test or don't test these drugs. There's one procedure for a therapeutic. You know, somebody's got a disease. Well, then you have a FDA procedure for testing that. They got a different procedure for testing vaccines. And they never challenge the vaccine to see if it cures the disease. Because that'd be unethical. We'd be given a disease to the control group that we didn't give the vaccine to, even if the vaccine worked. So they never test them for that. They never test them for efficacy. They'll talk to you about effectiveness, which is a very different thing. That is a statistical game that people like Fauci play. They like to confuse the difference. They like to make people think that vaccines are cures. They're not a cure. They're not a cure. And it's not going to be a cure for tyranny, because if we placate them by taking the vaccine so that we can go about our normal lives, or quasi-normal, they won't be satisfied with that new power either. They'll be back for more. So as we're talking about this, that was part of her acceptance speech last night. And she is, as Fox News has pointed out, the first black woman and Indian American woman on a major party presidential ticket. There we go. Well, that's a reason enough to vote for her, right? Because of identity politics. And it's a bit of a difficult problem for her because now they have to call her the first black woman because she's not African American. Her family did not have any history, even in their, in any of their ancestors had no history of slavery. As a matter of fact, they had, well, except as slave owners. Her father in Jamaica. And so she talks about being a proud, strong black woman. I think it's going to be kind of interesting because with Kamala, we're probably going to have a morphing of this term yet again. All right? We have the National Association of Colored People, for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP. So we used to say colored people, and then we said black, and then we said African American, and then we said people of color, and now we're probably going to go back to black. Because we can't use the term African-American because you got Kamala there and she ain't an African-American. So we're going to have to go back to black or to people of color. And if you say people, if you say colored people, you're bad. Remember how they attacked Clive and Bundy for saying that? Yeah, Clive and Bundy's pretty old. And I mean, they had an entire association back in the 50s and 60s to advance colored people. But now if you say the term colored people, you're not advanced. You're retarded. And you're a racist, and they got to come after you. It's people of color. Come on, let's get with the program here. This is the way they play games with the language. This is why I play games with her name, Chameleon Harris. Mike Pence comes out against marijuana banking bill that would actually save taxpayer money. Why am I mentioning this here? Well, because, you know, we're talking about soul vaccination, S-O-U-L. Because there isn't going to just be one vaccine. There's going to be a whole bunch of vaccines coming from Bill Gates. And Kamala was talking about a vaccine for racism. You know, when you have soul problems, and I'm not talking about your taste in music. I'm talking about the hatred and the racism that are being promulgated by the Democrat Party and by the re-education camps that we call schools. Those are the real soul problems in our society. And we have a history in our society of thinking that re-education camps that we send our kids to, whether it's the Indians, the American Indians that were put in the reservations and we took their kids away from them and sent them to re-education camps away from home, or whether they tell you, you know, we need, because you're struggling, you know, it takes 53 weeks of the median family, of the median income to afford the basics, so all of you have got to work now. We can't have a single income family. Both of you need to work if there's two of you. If you're just a single mom or dad, sorry, you're out of luck. You can't make it because you need 53 weeks. There's only 52 weeks. Sorry, tough luck. But we got free school here for you. Yeah, it's free. Except that one of the reasons your taxes are so high is because of these schools. Your property taxes, your other taxes, the property taxes that make the American dream unaffordable. But don't worry about that. You know, back in the 1950s, you had the median family of, you know, 2.5 kids and a mom and a dad. And we had intact families for the most part. They paid 2% of their income in taxes. And now the median family pays a little bit more than what the working mother earns. But that's good because, you know, the working mother is now not with the kids and the government has the opportunity to raise the kids the way they should be raised. In the re-education camps. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing if you are a government statist, by the way. But I get back to Mike Pence coming out against the marijuana banking bill because conservatives have played this game as well. The whole idea of the UN war on drugs, where it was sold to the middle class, not as a UN agenda, which is what it was. The UN pushed this out globally. You notice that the UN was really, really upset about 7 or 8 years ago when you first started having these medical marijuana bills passed and they started, they were getting closer and closer to legalizing marijuana. And now they've done that in a lot of different places. But when the first ones started to pass, the UN was furious. They said, you can't do that. We've got a global war on drugs. And if you go back and look in 1961, they're the ones who gave us the four different schedules of drugs and put all the different drugs in there, and they put marijuana in as a Schedule I drug, saying it had no medical use. We know that's a lie. Nevertheless, conservatives, and I think for good reason, you know, they're concerned about the abuse of drugs. I'm concerned about the abuse of drugs, too, but the way you stop it is not with the police, and many police have understood that. I've interviewed people from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP. Retired for the most part because it's very dangerous to talk about the war on drugs while you're still working in law enforcement, but they understand it's a fraud. Many of them say this is not something that law enforcement should be involved in. All it has done is given us corruption, destroyed our legal system, corrupted cops, and so forth. And yet, You still have Mike Pence pushing this stuff. And listen to the ridiculous thing that he has to say. He went on with Lou Dobbs. And he said, the American people don't want some pork barrel bill coming out of Congress. They've got real needs for working class families. So he calls this thing that would stop penalizing banks for doing banking services for now legal marijuana services in the states that have legalized it. He calls that a pork barrel project. And yet he's part of the administration that's handing out trillions of dollars every month to people because they shut down our jobs.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendawise and Basil Beats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the soft palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You can really break civilizations down into two types, predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology, so it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave. Will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
the funny thing is that it's both the left and the right. It's both the Trump campaign and Pence, as well as Biden, who want to continue the war on drugs. The clowns and jokers on the same side. They've got us surrounded, basically. Like I was saying, you've got Mike Pence opposing the Safe Banking Act. And this is an act that would stop the prohibition of the banks dealing with people who have legitimate marijuana businesses. And legitimate, I mean, there are legitimate medical uses for marijuana. Yeah, you can abuse it, just like you can abuse a legitimate pharmaceutical drug, you know, like OxyContin, except I don't know that it ever really had any legitimate use. Nevertheless, when we look at this, understand the legal precedent that's being set here with this. Because, you see, there was a time not too long ago that the Obama administration decided that they would run something called Operation Choke Point. And with Operation Choke Point, they were going to shut off the banking services to, an industry that they didn't like. Which one was that? It wasn't the pot industry. It was the gun industry. If you are a gun retailer or a gun manufacturer or something like that, you will not be able to use the banks. This is the same tactics the Republicans are using unconstitutionally to throttle the state's rights and shut down marijuana businesses. We don't like your policy, so we're going to strangle you out through the financial industry. And it's not just going to be different industries. They are going to freeze you out if you don't take the vaccine, if you don't do other things that they did. That's what the social credit is about. That's what the surveillance and the tracking is all about. This is to make sure that you do everything that they demand, or they freeze you out of the financial system. You can't get a job. You can't have any money. They'll confiscate the money. That's why they want to go to a cashless system. And it's why we need to do something else. We got cities around the world trying to make their own money. I'll talk about that maybe later on. But I wanted to talk about this in context of how both the left and the right have wrongly decided that they will try to fix your life with force. Because, you know, when we're talking about a soul vaccination or vaccine against racism, that's really a spiritual problem, isn't it? And when we look at how this is working out for us, it's the people who say they're going to protect us from this that are actually the ones that are promulgating that disease, not just the Democrats promulgating racism and so forth, but the conservatives who say we're going to fix all this stuff by schools, or we're going to fix it by the police. And it's really a spiritual issue. It's really a character issue. It's really a moral issue. And that's the focus. When you're talking about school, yeah, it's important that kids need to know how to read and write. That doesn't take too long to learn. It takes a long time to develop character. That's not something you get overnight. You can learn how to read pretty quickly. As a matter of fact, one of my kids, the one who's a producer of my show here, taught himself to read very quickly. At a very late age, as a matter of fact. We had our relatives who are not happy about the fact that we're homeschooling. Gave us a hard time. You know, he's not reading yet. He's 9 years old. I said, well, are you aware that Woodrow Wilson, scholar and president, Ivy League president, he didn't read until he was 9 years old. And so, you know, when he was ready, I was interested in developing an interest in books. Education is lighting the fire, not the filling of a bucket. So I wanted them to know about books, so I read to them. He started reading himself. Sorry. So again, Iowa State professor. I miss those days. Iowa State professor has now threatened students who oppose his political agenda. If you oppose abortion, if you oppose Black Lives Matter, then basically he is going to take action against you. He put out a syllabus. Oh, by the way, the syllabus is not that silly yellow thing that you put your kids in to go to a re-education camp. That thing, that big yellow thing that doesn't have seatbelts, but it's safe because they covered it with laws and yellow paint. So you don't have to worry about that. The magic school bus. That's one of the reasons why I think NPR chose that metaphor. But, yeah, that magic school bus. No, he's got another bus. His is a syllabus, not a silly bus, threatening discipline against students who undertook projects that opposed Black Lives Matter and abortion. Portion of the syllabus is banned what he calls instances of othering. Instances of othering. What is that? These people make up such, make up new terms so frequently that it's difficult for them to communicate their alien ideas to us, isn't it? Sexism, ableism, homophobia, and many other things. But of course, you know, so there'll be no arguments against gay marriage, abortion, Black Lives Matter, etc. But I'm sure that hating, white male Christians is just fine. That's not going to be othering. That will not be othering. And, you know, when we look at this, this is where your children are being infected with the disease of racism and hate in these re-education camps. You know, it was just, what was it, a day or two ago that I played you that clip of G. Edward Griffin talking back in 1961 about how the Marxists were using a race war, planning to use it. You had a black man who wrote an expose about that. He said, yeah, I joined the Communist Party because I believed in their ideals of the commonality of man and so forth. But I realized that they were using me, and they were using me to create a race war simply because they wanted to overthrow the political structure of our country. And that was back in the 1950s that happened. That was a 1961 clip of the book where G. Edward Griffin was talking about that. And it's very important for them to get your kids into these re-education camps. That's why Kamala, I played you the clip yesterday, was bragging about how she was going to jail parents who didn't send their kids to enough of the re-education classes. And that is now extending out with these people with the online classes. They're now sending CPS around to harass and to threaten parents, many of them single moms, who don't have their kids in online classes frequently enough. And online classes, truant. And so you had Kamala talking about this because that is a key thing. That's how they push their racism. She's not interested in a vaccine for racism. She's got a school that teaches it. And she wants to use her, the force of her office to do that. And when we look at the product of this, when we come back, you know, that little 5-year-old boy in North Carolina, we got a couple of cases of hate and murder of children in North Carolina, in Raleigh, and in this place that was close to Raleigh. And they're excusing it. Why? Because that's what's taught in school. That's what we raise them to do.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated is it's not just the smell of piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, it has that sweet nauseating smell.
I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It has a sweet, stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites, our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our homeland, boys. Let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys. Call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight
Sons.
Show.
Yes, we are the sons of liberty.
Yeah, Kamala says that there's no vaccine for racism, but they have a prescription for civil war and race war. And it goes back to the old communist playbook, because that's what these people are. They're not Democrats, they're not progressives, they're not socialists, they're just communists. Just call them by their common name. They got everybody talking about red state this and red state that. They gaslight people so much they even get you to identify with the color flag that they have always used. That's just amazing to me. But they got you singing their tunes in a number of ways, don't they? But one of the most amazing things, you look at that hideous story about that five-year-old boy playing in his front yard there in North Carolina, not too far from where we lived. And a black man runs over in his yard and shoots him in the head, point blank, just puts a gun right next to his head and pulls it. Kills a five-year-old boy playing there with a two of his young siblings, and neighbor witnessed it, said, I thought they were playing around. I couldn't believe, you don't do that. Oh, no, you do that when the media and the Democrat Party harp on this continually. Harp on it continually. And and now, as bad as that was, and as bad as the media silence was on that, now you've got an officer at a New Jersey detention center who made statements about this on social media. He says this five-year-old boy, who the 25-year-old black man shot in the head, he said he should have ducked. Y'all always trying to sneak diss and discredit a black person being killed innocently by police. Blame Cannon's parents for not watching him. F you all. Okay, so there you go. See, it's their problem. What should they have done? Should they have like shot the black man when they saw him running into their yard? How would they know that he's going to do something like that? That's so over the top crazy. But that's the racism that's being pushed by the Democrats. Now, I don't encourage people denigrating George Floyd and his family. I've seen comments saying, oh, we got the George Floyd family speaking at the Democrat convention. What, did they promise them free meth or something? And seriously, you're going to say stuff like that? You're going to trash talk like that? I don't know what George Floyd did. I don't think he's a hero. But whatever crimes he committed, he didn't deserve to be killed for it any more than Eric Garner deserved to be choked to death for selling loose cigarettes in violation of a petty tax law in New York City. When we have excessive laws, we have and rules of engagement that need to be changed, we wind up with things like this. And it's not just black people who are being injured by excessive laws and excessive force and police immunity. And we need to come together, black and white, to stop that. And to say stuff like, oh, well, you know, his family must be getting free meth to speak of the Democrat Party. That's reprehensible. Absolutely reprehensible. And now this guy is saying the equivalent of that. Except probably even worse. And excusing that. This is the way the cycle of hate is fed by both the left and the right. And it is inculcated in these schools from kindergarten through graduate school, like I just told you, that silly bus that that guy had. Here in Raleigh, again, very close to where we lived, a 17-year-old girl, Veronica Baker, murdered by four black teenagers. And now the mainstream media is not silent. So we'll probably have, you know, some black person saying, well, it's justified, right? And they feel it's justified because they're taught this all the time by the media, by the entertainment media. They're taught this by the schools, you know, black lives matter, but don't you say anybody else's lives matter. As a matter of fact, these other white people, they're all slavers, you know, they built their whole system on slavery. They're racist. They're hateful. We got to kill them all. And this is the type of thing that we saw. They're using this to gain political power the same way that Adolf Hitler used the hatred of Jews to build his political power base. The same thing is being done to white people here in this country right now by the Democrat Party, the party that has always built its political power based on race, race hatred, racism. And you have Kamala law, say there is no vaccine for racists, no, but there is a political party for racism. And she's now on the ticket for it. Veronica Baker, 17 years old, was scheduled to start college today. Instead, her parents are planning her funeral. She was murdered in the parking lot of a Bojangles fast food chain in Raleigh, North Carolina. Police arrived at the scene of the murder to find her dead in the front seat of her car, her engine running, lights on, door open. Her mother said she didn't deserve to be shot and killed, left in a parking lot. I'm sorry, that was her father. Her mother said she was my baby. She was my baby who had a future. She had such big, big plans for her future. My daughter would never hurt anybody. She didn't have a fighting chance in this. She was a good girl. She was had the biggest heart. The Bakers believe their daughter was the victim of a robbery, but no information on motive has been found. Those who killed her are four black teenagers who are now in custody. I think I've got an idea what the motive was. Motivation was probably the Democrat Party, MTV, Hollywood, the news media, the schools that they went to. They've been taught, they've been trained to hate. Trained to hate. Here's another one. A teen who punched and killed a man over $1. They're panhandling him. A couple of brothers, as a matter of fact, a couple of black brothers, teenagers. The 16-year-old is the one who hit him in the head and killed him. They wanted a dollar. They were panhandling him at a fair. He did not give them the money. 59-year-old man, John Weed. And then as he's lying there on the ground, dying, they danced around his unconscious body and hollered excitedly. He died the next day in hospital, having never regained consciousness. This is what, this is the prescription for society that's being put out there by the Democrat Party. So let's take a look at their convention besides, Kamala, talking about the, vaccine for racism. The DNC ratings for the second night plummeted 48%. From 4 years ago, 48% down. Yeah, it's not just a virtual convention. It's virtually unwatchable. And this is a Zoom meeting. The DNC convention is a Zoom meeting of NPC, non-playable characters, just cardboard cutouts. They were beaten big time by America's Got Talent because there is no talent in the DNC. Joe Biden thinks he can win the election from his basement, asked the Daily Torch. Well, yeah, evidently he does. And, of course, the Democrats don't have a prayer. They don't have a pledge either, and they're not under God. As a matter of fact, we've had now a couple, at least two, video recordings of the Democrats in their convention meetings opening up with their pledge of allegiance and deliberately omitting under God. Oh, that's kind of interesting. Let's play the one from the LGBT person, video clip number one.
Hello, everybody. If you don't have a flag, I have flags here right in front of me.
A rainbow
flag. Please place your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
He dropped the rainbow flag.
One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There you go. There you go. You notice how he paused there? Intentionally omitting the under God. The other one that was done was the part of the Muslim delegates. Now, why is it, do you think, that the LGBT and the Muslims would reject under God? Are they holding out for under Allah? Well, maybe the Muslims are, but the LGBT don't recognize God at all. You know, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the history of the Pledge of Allegiance. Why we have under God in there. And of course, you know, there's a little bit of history of the Democrat Party as well. These are not a couple of isolated incidents by people who are side players. No, these are people who are running the meetings, but we also had the House Democrats a year ago saying that they were going to stop the tradition of having people, when they're sworn in, say, so help me God. Because, you know, they know they're going to be lying. I don't know. Why did they want to take that out? Are going to be lying in front of God, or they don't believe in God. What? I don't understand. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off. starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2's back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendawise and Vasopress that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top 5 bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the history of the Pledge of Allegiance. It's got quite a bit of history to it, as well as, and I think you'll be surprised at some of this, as well as a history of the attacks to purge God out of all these government institutions. Talk a little bit about both of those things here in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because we have a sale that happened, launched, I guess, a couple of days ago. We call it the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have things like the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. That's X2 nascent iodine. That is 60% off. We have a heart and body combo. That's Extendawise and Vasobeat, 50% off. We have other products part of the that are now back in stock that were out. Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as I point out, that's now back in stock by itself. It is 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil and Krill Oil are now back in stock and on sale. And we also have storable food now on short supply at InfoWarsStore.com. This was something that was very difficult to obtain. And let me tell you something. I don't think these days are over. We may find that we've got more shortages coming up even between now and the election, but I think we're in for a rough road in November. Right now you can get it with just like a 1 or 2 week delay, and you better make sure that you are stocked up. As a matter of fact, for my wife and I, we don't like to go shopping anymore because we have to wear masks. And so we're getting our stuff laid up here in bulk because I know we're going to be purged out of the public square. I'm not taking a vaccine. And they're going to be trying to make it impossible for us to purchase anything without buying it online. And rather than trying to buy your food online from Amazon, support free speech here at InfoWars, because that's, we try to give you the best quality, and we have the best quality natural supplements, safe, effective, and discounted heavily right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, so I was talking about, I played a clip for you of one of the at least two incidents where they deliberately omitted "under God" from the Pledge of Allegiance. And you know, the Pledge of Allegiance has a very interesting history. It came out of the Civil War and the aftermath of that. The Union Army created a very large political movement called the Grand Army of the Republic after the Civil War. And if you wanted to get a position in government, The Republicans pretty much had a monopoly on everything. If you want a position in government, you better be a part of that. But if you were part of that, if you were a veteran of the Union Army, you had a leg up on everybody. And they had a very strong political agenda. As a matter of fact, that generation really did restructure the Constitution. The Constitution is essentially erased by the war between the states, the war of northern aggression, as I call it. Many people called it that. Because, you know, what it was is a repudiation of the principles of the Declaration of Independence, of self-determination. You know, the Declaration of Independence is essentially a declaration of the right to secession. The whole country was founded on the right of secession and self-governance. And the idea that our rights don't come from government, but they come from God. We create a government to protect those rights, and we can overthrow and leave that government if we choose to, if it is destructive of those rights. And so the aftermath of the Civil War was to seriously eradicate the foundation of self-government here in this country and to consolidate power in Washington. As many people pointed out, before the Civil War, we talked about the United States are. After the Civil War, we talked about the United States is. It became a single, unified entity. And this generation of the Grand Army of the Republic, once they got into their 50s and 60s, they were pretty much in control of everything in the federal government. They pushed through the ideas that we would get rid of the direct election of senators, which was part of the original Constitution, and of the appointment of senators by the state governments as an expression of the division of power between the central government, the state government, and the people. You know, the people would be represented by the House of Representatives. The state's power would be represented by the appointed senators because they didn't want to have consolidated power. But the people in the Grand Army of the Republic did. So they changed the Constitution to do that because they still had enough respect for the Constitution to make those changes. Today, they just do whatever they wish. And part of this was, as we've talked about the schools and how today the schools are being used as education camps for socialism. In those days, they were using them as education camps to sell their political agenda. And so they instituted the Pledge of Allegiance. The original Pledge of Allegiance did not have "under God" in it. And as a matter of fact, when it was dictated to be said by the kids, and they wanted to inculcate these values in the kids. See, that's what education is always about. That's why you need to ask, what are the values that are being instilled in your kids? They're not being taught to read and write, but they have values that are being instilled by the government in them. Now, in those days, they wanted the kids to essentially worship the government. And when they would say the Pledge of Allegiance, they would not do it with their hand over their heart like you see in that picture there. They would do it with their right arm extended straight out at shoulder level with the palm down. Now, that changed around 1930 because it was an uncomfortable thing being done in Nazi Germany with that kind of salute. And so they changed the way that they said the pledge. And they did it with their hand over their heart. And then it became such it did sound, and without "under God" in there to break it up, you know, one nation, indivisible, and so forth. So they tried to soften it somewhat in the mid-1950s, because it did still, even though they changed that Nazi salute, it still had the air of state worship in it. And so they put in "under God" to kind of soften that, because we're not playing a, you know, we don't want to have godverment. But that's what the Grand Army of the Republic wanted. And so they put "under God" in there because we had something of a small religious revival in the 1950s. And but they tried to soften it with that. Now, in the 1960s, things changed a bit. We had Madeleine Murray O'Hare. She had a very interesting life, this atheist. And let me just give you a little bit of her background here. Madeleine Murray O'Hare, who led the movement to get the Bible out of schools, get prayer out of the schools, to get "under God" out of everything. You know, it was all about eradicating God from anything, anywhere. Now we've got an institution called the Freedom from Religion is what they call themselves. Exactly the opposite of what the Constitution has. But Madeleine Murray O'Hare, she got a law degree, but she never passed the bar. She wanted to migrate to the Soviet Union, but even they didn't want her. She had two sons out of wedlock, no relationship to the fathers. One of the kids never even met his father. Listed as a complainant in the lawsuit, one of the kids was that she filed to end prayer and Bible reading in schools. She was self-described as a militant feminist. She eventually married a member of the Communist Party, who later turned in 100 names of other members to the FBI as part of the communist investigation. So he was hated by both sides. And then he decided that he would become an FBI agent. Although he didn't become an FBI agent, he just falsely claimed to be an FBI agent. He was investigated for that. She subsequently left him. And as she was living in Baltimore, where she filed her lawsuit, the son, who was the subject of the lawsuit in 1960, and he was still a minor then, there was a runaway girl who was living there with her and her son. And when the police tried to retrieve this runaway girl, she allegedly assaulted five Baltimore cops who were trying to get that kid out. That young minor girl became pregnant by her minor son. She subsequently adopted the child. And then she filed suit to stop prayer and Bible reading in the schools in 1960, using that son as a complainant. The Supreme Court agreed with her and shut down prayer and Bible reading in schools of any sort. No free exercise of religion. Her son, interestingly enough, William Murray, became a Christian in 1980. And later he became a Baptist minister, and he published a memoir in 1982 about his spiritual journey. She said, quote, "One would call this a postnatal abortion on the part of the mother, I guess, because I repudiate him entirely and completely for now and all time. He is beyond human forgiveness," because he became a Christian. She moved to Austin, and here she founded the American Atheist to pursue the separation of church and state and everything. Her other son, her adopted son, and her granddaughter all worked with her in that group here in Austin. And then in 1995, the three of them disappeared. And subsequently, the son was in San Antonio. He ordered $600,000 worth of gold coins in San Antonio. It only took 400,000 of them. They started investigating this. They found out that an employee of theirs at the Atheists, American Atheists, had previously stolen $54,000. He had kidnapped them. And eventually they found out that he had killed and buried them. She was an ardent atheist, that is, until she died. But her legacy, and what she did with the schools can be seen in the rioting of the streets of Portland and Seattle.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, as they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4%, but it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Analyst
analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
You know, we're talking about the Democrat Party not having a prayer. They actually don't have any prayers. they don't recognize God. They hate God. But they might get elected. That's not to say they won't get elected. You still, though, in a poll that was commissioned by Just the News and conducted by Rasmussen, they found that fewer than half of registered voters think that Kamala is qualified. Quote, is she qualified? This is a question. Is she qualified to serve as president of the United States if it were to become necessary? Only 47% of the people that they contacted said yes. Now, here's the interesting thing about that poll, and I think they should have rephrased that to make it more interesting. Because it's not clear to me whether these people were saying no because they don't think that she's pragmatically, technically competent to do the job, or whether they think she's legally qualified under the Constitution, because she isn't legally qualified under the Constitution. But, you know, we don't have a Constitution anymore. It's been shredded, burned, stomped upon. Just take a look at your life right now. The mandates and the coming vaccines and so forth. But when we look at this long tradition, you had John Kasich, who was still defending Biden as a man of, quote, deep faith. A man of deep faith. Now, he didn't say deep faith in what. Again, it's just like Kamala Harris. Kamala. Is she qualified? No, I don't think she's qualified. Well, what do you mean, that she can't do it, the job? Or you mean that she's not legally entitled to do it? Well, we don't really know what Biden's faith is in either. he didn't say in God. And he didn't say which God. Well, I think he can restore civility, said Biden. Kasich in an interview with CNN. It was Aaron Burnett who was talking to him. He says he is a man of deep faith. Deep faith perhaps in government? I don't know. Deep faith in money? I don't know what his God is. Aaron Burnett said, Southern Baptist minister, he's ordained, Mike Huckabee said the other day in part, I don't know if anybody, people of faith, who think that Joe Biden is a great choice. I tell you, they're not going to go with Biden. That is not an option. And she says, what do you say to that? He said, well, I know a lot of people of faith. Again, faith in what? Faith in what, John? And then he has this to say. Well, I don't think anybody can speak for the entire faith community. And I try to say that this person is good or that person isn't good. In other words, don't judge him. That's where they always they get caught in their hand in the cookie jar. Don't judge me. Well, you know, we're not judging you. We're judging his actions, right? We're judging his policies. We're saying his policies are evil. And he says a lot of people, Kasich goes on to say, a lot of people scratch their heads about why some of these very conservative evangelicals support Trump. Oh, so now he's saying that Trump isn't good, right? So it's not about whether the person is good or bad. It's what their policies are about, really, for me anyway. I don't know, maybe you think Orange Man good or Orange Man bad. It's not about that. I don't know Trump. I don't, you know, nobody knows anybody else. We're not going to judge people except by what they do and what their policies are. And so he says, it seems not to be consistent with the things that they believe in as promoted in the Old and New Testament. Things as promoted in the Old and New Testament. So we have things that are promoted in the Old. Evidently, this guy has evidently seen a Bible at some point in time because he does know that there is an Old and New Testament. And if he were to read it, he would see, woe to the person who calls good evil and evil good. That's where the Democrat Party is. As a matter of fact, even Reason Magazine, not a Christian publication by any means, talks about Kamala Harris's limited vision of religious liberty. They said, yeah, when she was there at the CNN Equality Town Hall, and they asked her what she would say to reach out to Christians in small conservative areas, she just got right in their face. And I'll tell you about that when we come back. Stay with us.
On
constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, when we talk about Kamala Harris's limited vision of religious liberty, it really kind of reflects on her general authoritarianism for anybody that disagrees with her. She doesn't have any tolerance for anybody. It's not just people that she disagrees with religiously. It's that intolerance for everything. It was part of the CNN Equality Town Hall in October, focused on the LGBTs. And one questioner asked her how she will communicate her liberal California perspective when reaching out to voters in small conservative areas. And so as Reason points out, it's very troubling. Reason, again, not a Christian publication by any means. She said she would tell them the story about the day in 2004 when she arrived at San Francisco City Hall to find same-sex couples lined up to get married, how she performed same-sex marriages and helped to get it legalized in California and so forth. Actually, it was never legalized in California. It was legalized in the Supreme Court. California rejected, even California rejected gay marriage. It was imposed by the Supreme Court, even with all the money put in there by Tim Cook and Apple. You know, we'll match your funds. I'll put in millions of dollars of my own money and so forth. Even in California, it lost. And so they trumped local state government. They trumped the voters, the people. They trumped the power of the people, the power of the states, the state constitutions. They just ignored all of that, and they entered into an area to dictate this for which they have no authority, the Supreme Court. And Kamala is of that same ilk. So perhaps she is qualified to be president, because that's what this government has become. Reason points out, well, it was a very evocative story about why it should be allowed, but it doesn't address the chief concern that you hear from religious conservatives, whether or not they will be compelled to participate in and pay for things. That's why I say all the time, this is not about you, your tolerance. They don't want your toleration. They want your celebration, and they demand your celebration of all this. And they demand your conformity. These people are intolerant in the name of tolerance, of course. They're hateful in the name of stopping hatred. They're racist in the name of stopping racism, these Nazis. And again, that is the same program that Hitler used to get into power. They're using the same thing. So it doesn't address whether or not people who are religious conservatives will be compelled to participate in and to pay for things, particularly in the workplace, which their creeds and their consciences forbid, writes Reason. She doesn't answer that because she has contempt for that. Unfortunately, this was not a momentary lapse because Harris shows little interest in reaching common ground with voters who are worried about religious liberty. Now, she doesn't want to reach common ground with anybody. She is an authoritarian dictator. And she is in a position she'll do anything for her own political power. Anything. Just ask Willie Brown. She even seems unwilling to acknowledge the possibility that their fears could be based on something more substantive than a failure to love other people. And so that's the opinion of Reason Magazine. And I think it's really true, because when you look at David Dalyden, The guy who was the pro-life activist who did the undercover investigative journalism. And again, you would do that type of thing. Why? Oh, well, because we did have congressional testimony that happened before they put that investigation together saying that Planned Parenthood was engaged in procuring baby parts for hire. We've now learned because Kama Law prosecuted them. We've learned as part of this subsequent trial that some of their contractors were the NIH, Fauci, and his Nazi scientists were working with these people to get baby parts. Pro-life activist David Dalyden has accused the Democrat nominee, Harris, of acting, quote, at the behest of abortion provider Planned Parenthood, calling her a dangerous candidate. In an interview with Breitbart News Sunday, he said, Kamala Harris is the biggest threat to the First Amendment civil liberties and First Amendment civil rights that our country has ever seen, in my opinion. Harris worked as an attorney, as the Attorney General of California. In that position, she played a key role in defending Planned Parenthood over its sale of aborted baby parts, which violated multiple federal laws, according to the undercover video of the abortion industry personnel. And again, just like Hillary Clinton and her Russiagate misdirection, her red herring, don't look at the fact that I had a private server in violation of all the national security laws. Don't look at that. Who put that information out there? It must have been the Russians. Let's go attack the Russians. It's the Russians. Russians are bad, right? And so what they did here, when it was exposed, they did the same thing Hillary Clinton did. Don't look at that information about them trading in baby parts, murder for hire. Don't look at all the federal laws that were violated. Go after that person for exposing it. And that's exactly what she did as the Attorney General of California. Just like yesterday, I played you the clip for you where she was bragging about threatening parents if they didn't send their kids to the socialist re-education camps. She, instead of investigating Planned Parenthood for illegal activity, writes LifeSite News, she announced that she would investigate Dalyden and his Center for Medical Progress. She subsequently ordered a raid on his home while she took money from Planned Parenthood, giant donations for her to run for U.S. Senate. We have a lot of people who are prostitutes, metaphorically, in Washington. Most of them are political prostitutes. P.J. O'Rourke, in his book, called it a parliament of whores. But we're talking about metaphorical prostitutes. Kamala Harris is probably, she's not only the first black woman, first Indian woman, she's the first female prostitute we've had run for vice president. Literally. Talk to Willie Brown. Anyway, numerous pro-life organizations called on Harris to resign over the apparent conflict of interest. And Dalyden's attorneys cited leaked emails that showed Harris's office coordinating with Planned Parenthood to draft legislation to criminalize undercover investigations like the Center for Medical Progress. So, she wants to criminalize people if they don't send their kids to the re-education camps called schools. And she wants to criminalize anybody who does any investigation of murder for hire, killing babies to cannibalize their parts. In May, Dalyden filed a lawsuit against Harris, Planned Parenthood, and her successor, California Attorney General Javier Becerra, for, quote, brazen, unprecedented, and ongoing conspiracy to selectively use California's video recording laws as a political weapon to silence disfavored speech. That's the way you always do investigations, by the way. And they had, as I pointed out, a lot of information to say that a crime had been committed, to suspect that. And so when you look at all of this, and they did use this as a political weapon, there is evidence of corruption in all of this, that she was paid to do this by Planned Parenthood. So my question is, where is AG Barr? Where's Attorney General Barr in investigating this kind of corruption? Where is he? Where is CIA Barr? Why isn't he doing this? I mean, people think that he's supporting Trump, and yeah, he does to the extent that he needs to get control of him. But of course, he's the guy that's going to fix everything, right? Barr. He's going to fix. If you believe that, then take a look at what's happening here in California. And then take a look at what's going on with this situation with the wall that is now hitting all the headlines here. My take on this, and I'm no big supporter of Steve Bannon after he's what he's done, but I'm a big supporter of Brian Kilfalgi, the triple amputee veteran who got the money for the wall and actually built a wall. And President Trump said, they did that to embarrass me. Did that? Well, you should be embarrassed, President Trump, because you didn't follow through on that campaign promise. And does that have anything to do with why these people were charged with fraud? That anger that we saw from President Trump? they're now saying that we're going to come after this. Not even a disabled war veteran can build a wall there. Well, you know, they're charging them with fraud. Maybe could we charge presidential candidates with fraud when they promise to do things and don't do it? I don't know.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendo-Wise and VasoBeats, that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the salt palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
And it's coming at you at Operation Warp Speed. It may cause you to crash your car, but of course, you know, you could have, we've got no more footage of a, more footage of a Tesla going crazy, in, China. I mean, there's some parking lot footage and this thing is like flying. I mean, it looks like the footage from Back to the Future where they're trying to get up to 88 miles per hour in the parking lot of the shopping center. So, yeah, there you go. Back to the Future. It's not going to be in a DeLorean, it'll be in a Tesla. But let's talk about what's going on with the vaccine. Again, yesterday we pointed out the Australian Prime Minister went on a radio interview and he said, well, we're going to make this as mandatory as you possibly can. And it caused a lot of reactions from people. Even before they get the vaccine, they got reactions. Within 24 hours, he had backtracked and he said, well, it's not going to be compulsory to have the vaccine. It's not going to be compulsory. There's not going to be any compulsory vaccines in Australia. Well, a lot of people are not believing him. A lot of people are not believing him. And you shouldn't believe him either. And folks, the reason I talk about what's going on in Australia is because we've got nobody talking about it there. It's a perfect example of the out-of-control authoritarianism that is coming around. This is a global plan. It is a global plan. And all of this stuff is being pushed everywhere. So the same thing that we see happening here has been putting there and bringing it here. There's the guy with an army of police officers, many of them mounted, surrounding one guy to force him to wear a mask. And again, that is in Melbourne, Australia. But this is a guy who has a history of this. I've had multiple people contacting me from Australia talking about this because media is just not interested in talking about this. And as one person said, this guy who's now the prime minister, this is the guy who removed conscientious objection to medical treatment. As a junior minister, he extended the government's, quote, no jab, no play into a no jab, no pay policy by withdrawing essential support from parents who refused to immunize their children. At this rate, he'd have us believe that the government not only knows better, but cares more for us, for our children, than we do, said John Mack, speaking from Victoria. And so he says, for decades, we've been told that nothing can come between a woman's decision and her doctor, right? Oh, yeah. We're pro-choice people. Oh, well, that's only if you're going to kill your kid. If you are concerned about their health care, you don't get a choice. If you're concerned about your own health care, you don't get a choice. It's not your body, your choice. Not at all. Not when it comes to big pharmaceutical profits or Bill Gates' global agenda. Forget about all that talk about pro-choice and my body, my choice. Get your laws off of my body. No, no, no. They got a lot of laws that they're going to be putting on all of our bodies. And so he comes out and he says, well, there's no mechanisms for this. I'm sorry, we can't hold someone down and make them take it. Oh, really? Well, just ask Alan Dershowitz. He says, yeah, I think the police ought to drag you off. I think the police ought to hold you down and make you take a vaccine. And folks, the mask is a placeholder. If they're going to do this in Melbourne, Australia, with a gang of uniformed thugs that they call police, if they're going to put a mask on somebody by force, they will put a vaccine on you. And they're building the momentum, the popular delusion, the madness of the crowds who are demanding this. Because if you don't get your vaccine, you're killing people. Just like if you don't wear a mask, you're killing people. That's what Sharon Snow was telling people. The lady who doesn't wear panties becomes famous for that. She doesn't like people who don't wear masks. You're killing her sister. Say, her sister couldn't protect herself by wearing a mask. You have to protect your sister by wearing a mask. And you are going to have to protect her sister by getting a vaccine because the vaccine won't protect her sister. This is the way this works. This is the psychology that's been there. And these people have been laying the groundwork for this as they've been going along. This particular guy, first, no jab, no play. You can't send your kids to school. Very cynical. Made a lot of people angry in Australia. Then he says, no jab, no pay. Oh, you can't get a job if you don't get a vaccine, right? One person writing from Australia says, again, it's David Knight Show at protonmail.com. Australian Constitution has a very interesting section, if you're willing to announce it on air. Well, here we go. For all of you in Australia, it'll cause other Aussie listeners to become more focused on how to navigate any idea. He says, Part 5, Powers of the Parliament section, Legislative Powers of the Parliament. Parliament shall, subject to this Constitution, have the power to make laws for peace, order, good government with respect to these other things, for medical, dental services, but not so as to authorize any form of civil conscription. So that may be the, he thinks that's the grounds for challenging this. More interesting news, he said Victoria signed a memorandum of understanding with China regarding their Belt and Road Initiative, the only Australian state to do so, and the only Australian state to be over the top draconian with COVID restrictions. I don't think this is a coincidence. I've had several emails from Australia where people talking about that and talking about the fact that they have these evening curfews, you know, because you can't, you can only catch the virus at night. It travels by night. Didn't you know that? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think Fauci held a press conference about that with sunglasses on. So you can't go out of your house at night. And they said, there's all this construction stuff going on. We can't even see what's happening there. We don't know what's going on there. That's how distrustful the people have become of their government. And you should never trust government. And so this is coming from Ben. Thank you, Ben, for that information. As a matter of fact, the article that he linked to from The Guardian, people in Australia and other states of Australia were already questioning what's going on in Victoria. That's the Australian state with which within which Melbourne is the city where they have ramped this down so heavily. They said, what is it? What is this Belt and Road Initiative from China? And why is Victoria under fire for its involvement in it? China's government has given an estimated $1.5 trillion Australian dollars. That's about $1 trillion U.S. dollars. And foreign and economic policy to this particular Australian state. The biggest infrastructure program in our state's history is underway. In 4 years, we have more than tripled Victoria's share of Chinese investment in Australia. Oh, isn't that nice? Well, a lot of people don't think that is nice. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, one of several coalition members, criticized Victoria for making the deal. That's not a person, that's a state, of course. Dutton described BRI, the Belt and Road Initiative, as, quote, a propaganda initiative from China. Brings an enormous amount of foreign interference. It also has bankrupted some Central American states. They come in with a major project, doesn't work. They can't use it to make any money off of it, but China still wants to be paid. Coronavirus Australia. The deputy CMO, Nick Coatsworth, reveals possible restrictions for refusing a vaccine. He says, I think that it's not going to be mandatory, of course, but, you know, we may, that means that they're not going to strap you down and inject you like Alan Dershowitz wants the government to do, and says that he will demand that they do that. He will defend that before the Supreme Court, but there they're going to take a more less coercive approach. They'll just stop your international travel. They'll stop your interstate travel. In other words, you won't be able to go from one Australian state to another. And maybe they'll even stop you from moving within the community. In other words, they're going to keep you under house arrest if you don't have a vaccine, is what they're saying. Oh, but, you know, it won't be mandatory. It's kind of like the cynical thing that the New Zealand Prime Minister did. Oh, by the way, she's just suspended elections because of COVID-19. They had four people who came down with it in a city of 1.7, and now they're going to suspend the election. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to have Gerald Celente coming up with us. Folks, I just want to remind you real quickly about the specials that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got storable food now back in order, back in stock on short order. And we have a lot of specials as part of our everyday essentials, up to 60%.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Allergies, dander, asthma,
germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E, supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to have Gerald Slinty joining us here in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. I ran out of time in the last segment, so before we won't have to interrupt the interview here. I just want to tell you about the products we have here, because if you don't buy the products, we don't have the program. It's just that simple. That's what funds this program. And we have a way that you can get storable food without going to the grocery store and without going to Amazon. You can get it from InfoWarsStore.com. We're down to about 1 or 2 weeks in terms of shipping, so it's really short right now. It's a good time to stock up on it, because I don't think things are going to be getting any better. We're going to be talking about that with Gerald Salenti. We also have on sale, we have the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Combo, 60% off. We have ExtendoWise and VasoBeat together in a combo that is 50% off. And we have things that have been out of stock for a while, like Prostaguard, Survival Shield X2 Spray. Those are now back in stock, along with Ultimate Fish Oil and Krill Oil, and on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support, folks, and we really do need it. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, joining us now is Gerald Salenti. And again, you can find his website, TrendsResearch.com. You can find an example of the excellent Trends Journal. publication that Gerald Celente has, and nobody sees the trends coming better than Gerald Celente. And we've been talking about what is going to be happening in America, and you've been on spot and months ahead of what's happening in terms of the Federal Reserve bubble, in terms of what's going on with gold, in terms of what's happening with the Great Depression. I mean, what do you want to talk about here, Gerald? I mean, we're across the board here. I talked about this earlier, and just get your comment on this. 53 weeks now for the person making the median income in America to meet their basic expenses. So now we got the 53-week work year, right? Except there's not 53 weeks in it. Back in 1985, it only took 30 weeks to cover the basics like your home mortgage, your car, your health insurance, and things like that.
Again, look what happened since this they started the COVID war. You saw the billionaires, 12 of them. Were they worth? They just got the 12 when they got another $1 trillion divided by 12 each. Mm-hmm. The country, look what they did when they locked down all the states and businesses. You only had essential businesses. So your Walmarts and your Home Depots could open up, but the mom and pops had to stay closed. So all we've become are workers in Slavelandia. That's all it's become, one big monopolistic plantation.
Yeah. Wall Street's doing great. Main Street has gone bankrupt. And it's not a great economic recovery. It's the greatest wealth transfer we've ever seen in our society, isn't it? Looting from the top down as they organize looting from the bottom up as well.
The facts are there. This is from the Wall Street Journal Monday. Front page. Cyclical stocks are leading latest leg of market recovery. All right? So that's Wall Street. Open the page up to page 3. This is the story. More people go hungry and seek food aid as recession takes toll.
Yeah, yeah.
There's Main Street and Wall Street are two different things. And here's the deal. Go back to the panic of 08. And we're talking about the disparity. We're going to bail out the too big to fails. They're the only ones that count. You don't count for crap. Too big to fail. The money mob. And now you have the drug lords. It's the money mob and the drug lords. Grow up, everybody. You have the drug lords that now are telling us you are going to get injected with our vaccination. So
they get tens of billions of dollars for their product. They have no liability, but they're going to get the government to force you to take their product. And we thought Obamacare was bad.
Yeah. So now you got the money mob and the drug lords. And what we're telling people, when they want you to take the drug, just say no. Yeah. Just say no. Use the crap that they shoved down our throat. I'm telling you, it's as simple as that. Too big to fail. They steal our damn money and give it to the money mob.
That's right.
Got it? They steal our life because the drug lords are ruling our lives. Look at that little slime ball, little nothing of a clown piece of crap over there in Australia.
Yeah.
Telling the people that they're going to be mandating vaccinations. The little crap jerk Slimer over here in Massachusetts.
And I love the way that he plays with that in Australia too. Yeah. I'm not going to make it mandatory. We're just not going to let you get out of your house.
Yeah. In Massachusetts now, you got to get flu vaccinations up to 30 years old if you go to school. 30 years old.
Get them by December 31st. That's right. Just in time so you weaken your immune system for the next round from the untested COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah. So please put the cover up of the Trends Journal. This is from an artist from Australia, Pilar. She sent it to me. She's been a fan for years. And it really says it all. Freedom or tyranny?
Yeah.
And look what she did with that piece of art that's back from, the French Revolution, by her putting these guys in there with the camouflage, you know, with their weapons and masks on. Look at this artwork with the people dying with the masks on. This is tyranny or freedom or tyranny. They started the COVID war. We're fighting the COVID war. We're fighting. And all the little people marched off to the COVID war, just like they marched off to little Georgie Bush's wars and everybody else's wars.
Yep.
And now we're fighting against the COVID war. We're fighting for our freedom.
And you know that where this has been the worst, I've gotten a lot of emails from people in Melbourne, Australia, because it was in Victoria, the state of Victoria in Australia, where they are, hip and thigh with the Chinese. They got over $1 trillion, $1.5 trillion Australian dollars of Chinese subsidies for their infrastructure there. So they've been, the government officials, and that's the only state in Australia to take the Chinese money. And this is the Chinese virus. It isn't something that was engineered in Wuhan. It was a social engineering where they patterned that they're going to lock down the entire society. They got everybody else to do this, and then they opened up their economy. Said, ha, fooled you, right? That's what's going on with this.
Partially, yes. The other part, very important. Look at our Trends Journal from January 28th. The cover read, coronavirus, 106 dead in China, 1.4 billion still alive.
Yeah.
They locked down everything, like you said.
Yeah.
But they also locked down a place called Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't stop the riots and demonstrations that were going on since June of 2019. I've been on a number of Hong Kong broadcasts and other things. I talk to the reporters and things after, you know, in breaks. So what's going on? Oh, we're fighting this. We're not going to stop. We're going to win. We're going to defeat them. They locked it down. That's what they used this for. They locked down. It's over in Hong Kong. It's finito. Beijing is in full control. They used the virus to lock down Hong Kong. It's gone.
Yeah, it's been the MacGuffin to get anything that they want. You know, that plot device that Hitchcock used, the MacGuffin. We had to do all these things. We had to limit your transportation. We had to take your job, put you on universal basic income, and on and on and on. All these things had to be done to save the environment, right? And then they pull that out and put it in the virus, just like China used the virus as their MacGuffin to shut down Hong Kong. You're exactly right. We'll talk more about that. We'll talk about what's going on with gold, what's going on with money, and what's going on with the Great Depression, and not just the food bank lines, but also the coming wave of evictions and that kind of crisis with Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com. We'll be right back.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? Incrementalism. The inchworm effect. Successive approximation. First they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. guaranteed. This is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, it's amazing. I've got a Bloomberg article here, and I want to talk to Gerald about, we're talking about the COVID war. The covert ID is really what this program is. It's one of the things that they want out of this, a global ID, and it's one of the Gates's initiatives. It's being done covertly. And, but it's also, you know, the coronavirus, the vaccine, and the ID. Maybe that's where they got the COVID thing from. But anyway, I was looking at this article. I thought it was kind of interesting. Short on money, cities around the world try making their own. And they're talking about local currencies, and they go back to a city in Washington State that back in 1931 was the first local community, and a lot of them did this. They created local barter script that businesses would take, and people would exchange that for services. And they did this in 1931, and they printed them with planks of wood. This is a letterpress that went back to 1890, and these wooden dollars, they brought this thing out again, and they're starting to print these things again because we're going back into a Great Depression again, aren't we, Gerald? We're making America Great Depression again.
It's the greatest depression, and it's worldwide. Yeah. It's going to be worse than anything that anybody could imagine. It's already happened, and it's only artificially propped up. And this thing is going to collapse like nothing we've seen before. Look at the... New York City's a ghost town. It's dead. You go up to the best places on, you know, Park Avenue, Madison Avenue, up in the, you know, the East Side, West Side, they're homeless all over the place. The whole place has changed. And by the way, I want to mention that about homeless. If the coronavirus is so deadly, all these homeless people would be dead.
That's right.
How come all the homeless people
aren't? They're not wearing masks, are they? And they're not social distancing in their homes.
Yeah, and they're not socially distanced, right?
Yeah, this is a virus that kills hospitals because they're empty. This is a virus that kills the middle class, and it leaves the unmasked, unisolated homeless people alone.
Yeah. And again,
it's real. We got to say it's real, or they'll take us off of social media, right?
Yeah, I mean, right. The fact is, if this was so deadly, all the homeless people, were there about over 500,000, The hospitals will be packed with them. How come the only people you're hearing that are dying are, oh, again, the facts are there. Over 50% around the world are from nursing homes. That's a place right. like Canada, they're 80% of the people from nursing homes.
We're going to be looking at a bigger experiment and showing how the homeless people can beat this coming up soon, because we've got about 40 million foreclosures going across the country that are anticipated to be happening in the next couple of weeks because people are getting so far behind in their rent. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I know you have some commercial properties or some, I don't know if it's commercial or residential, but they said that 40% of the landlords are mom and pop landlords. They're small. They own just a couple of properties, but they depend on that for their income. And so they're in this dilemma. Unlike the Bank of America, where they just kick you out of your house, these people have got a conscience. They're trying to work with people, but it's there's a limit, because if they don't pay me, I can't pay my bills, and I will be homeless as well. That's the way the Great Depression works, or the Greater Depression works, isn't it, Gerald?
Yes, and it's not only the small ones. I was talking to somebody who has a lot of properties in New York City and very, very wealthy. And this guy is, he's in a, nobody's paying their rents.
Yeah.
And he's, this guy, I mean, he's aged within no time. Mm-hmm. You know, last week, Bloomberg did a story. Out of 181 cities in the United States, do you know where the property values went up the most?
Where?
Kingston, New York, where I am.
Wow.
And even though, you know, and I owe those pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings, even though the property values are going up, it saddens me because of the reason why they're going up. Mm-hmm. And now we're getting all of these liberals coming up from New York City with their masks and their attitudes, these communists. Mm-hmm. That's what they are. They rat you out. You don't do what they want you to do, then you're no good. And so that's what's happening. And the importance of this is,
you need
is,
to build a wall, keep those guys out.
You know, they used to call, what you mentioned is all the people that are going to be losing everything. More people are going to be dying from the implications of the COVID war than what the virus is killing. And that's again, right. You know the numbers, the people that are dying are obese, type 2 diabetics. There's only 42% of American population is obese. They're in such great shape. People suffering lung diseases and on and on. So you're 100% right when you're saying about all these people that aren't going to be able to pay their rents, their mortgages, and cities and are going to be going bankrupt. They're not going to be getting tax revenues coming in. This thing is going down really hard, and that's why gold prices and silver prices, I see it continue to escalate. I can see silver hitting well over $50 an ounce. And wow. I think it's going to rise at a quicker rate than gold. And when gold hits like the $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 an ounce mark, the governments are going to do everything they can to either bring the price down or steal it from you. And if you don't think they'll steal it from you, they just stole your life from you and with their COVID war.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And they did that before. I mean, you go back to, you know, the 1930s when FDR got in, you know, it was happy days are here again. Well, nobody's saying happy days are here again, but you know, that was their thing because they got rid of alcohol prohibition, but then they immediately went in and took the gold. H.L. Mencken said, you know, a year ago, if I had a flask of whiskey in one pocket and a gold coin in the other, the whiskey was illegal and the gold was legal. This year, the whiskey's legal and the gold is illegal. They can do whatever they want and the people will applaud and demand it because of the monopoly of information that they've got now.
That's right. And again, it's right in front of our eyes. Look at the people that marched off to the COVID war. You know, people say, you know, how could they have followed Hitler? It's the same way they're following their Hitlers now.
Yeah.
Don't blame the German people. Look around the world. Where is the fight? We're losing our freedom. It's gone.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let's talk a little bit more about the gold thing, because, you know, there's a couple of different forms of gold that people can invest in. You know, you can actually hold the physical stuff. And then there's also paper gold, the ETFs. I saw a very troubling story the other day on Zero Hedge where they were talking about the fact that if you have paper gold, you know, GLD is one of the biggest purportedly owners of gold, but they don't actually physically possess any gold. They kind of have future contracts for it. And they said, so this is kind of a futures contract. And, you know, depending on how this stuff is set up, you've got a lot of dependencies in that chain, a lot of trustees in that chain. And the trustee that's behind GLD is HSBC, the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, which has been involved. You were talking before about the bankers and about the drug companies. Well, you know, as HSBC has been caught multiple times laundering money for drug cartels, got slapped on the wrist for it. But that really kind of set me back in terms of looking at it. So talk about a little bit about the difference between paper gold and physical gold.
Here's the deal with the GLDs, the ETFs. Mm-hmm. People go into those things also because let's say you have a retirement program, mm-hmm. and you want to make an investment in something, but you don't want to buy stocks.
Yeah,
so they're buying ETFs. Mm-hmm. And allegedly, they're supposed to be storing for every contract. They're supposed to be having physical gold in London. That's what they say. But of course, mm-hmm. you can't believe anything anybody says.
And of course, there's been a divergence in the price of physical gold and the price of paper gold, which is why I started looking at that in the first place.
Yeah. So, of course, it's more beneficial to own physical gold. But again, the reason why a lot of people are going into ETFs is one of the reasons I said they put it into as an investment. And these are gamblers also because they see gold going down. They take that investment and then they put it somewhere else and invest in that. You know, so it's just a gambling thing.
Yeah, so that very liquid and very quick to turn it around and so forth. Convenient. Yeah. Yeah. You know, when we look at how this is shaking out, I really do think, Gerald, that we're going to have to, and we're talking about this a little bit over the break, we've really got to put together a list of how this happened to us. And I think we need to set up a set of principles about how they roll this out. And it is largely a part of the information process, but it's also a long-term structure of how they've gotten us to accept that the bureaucracies can regulate us, that the government can pressure us through the corporations to enforce this stuff. And we saw that with the censorship as well. Oh, they're private corporations. They can do whatever they want. I don't think a private corporation ought to be able to take my life. I don't think a private corporation ought to be able to take my free speech out of the public square if that's their business model. Any more than they ought to be able to come onto my property and just confiscate my car if they don't have any title to it. And so we need to start to get people to understand about how they use the private corporations, because that's the way they're going to roll out these regulations. They're going to say, well, you can't go into – they're already saying it with the mask. Can't go in unless you got a mask. They're going to say you can't work for us. You can't come into the store. That's what they're talking about doing in Australia if you don't have the vaccine certificate.
We have to unite for freedom. We really have to get together and talk about this because it's going to be freedom or tyranny.
That's
and
right.
Tyranny's taking over.
We're in the fight for our life. Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com. You can find a sample of Trends Journal. Thank you, Gerald. Appreciate it.